Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. The search for a missing submersible in the Atlantic Ocean has ended in tragedy, with confirmation that wreckage from the vessel has been found. A robotic diving vehicle from a Canadian ship discovered debris from the submersible Titan near the Titanic wreckage, more than 4 kilometres beneath the surface in a remote corner of the ocean. US Coast Guard Admiral John Mauger says the 5 people on board would have died instantly.
An ROV, or remote operated vehicle, from the vessel Horizon Arctic discovered the tail cone of the Titan submersible approximately 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic on the seafloor. In consultation with experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber. Upon this determination, we immediately notified the families.
The Senate will hold an inquiry into Australia's rental market because of concern about rapidly rising rents. The inquiry will consider rental affordability issues, the supply of and demand for housing, and actions that governments might be able to take to reduce rents or limit increases. The process has been set up by the Greens in what is being seen as a way to put further pressure on the Albanese government to act on cost of living pressures. Heavy rain has battered Adelaide in South Australia, prompting residents to make hundreds of calls for help. The State Emergency Service has so far responded to 240 calls for assistance, mostly relating to property damage and riverine flooding. About 70 millimetres of rain was recorded on Thursday, with further falls expected later today. A Russian diplomat is currently occupying the site in Canberra where his country has been blocked from building its new embassy. Legislation was pushed through the parliament last week, denying Russia access to the prime Yarralumla block on national security grounds. The man has been staying in a portable building on the otherwise vacant site, with police reportedly unable to arrest him as he has diplomatic immunity. The federal government is reportedly considering their options. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says they will cooperate with whatever the government decides to do.
They've got options available to them under the law. There are diplomatic options and representations that can be made, and they'll weigh up all of those equities, including obviously the presence that we have in Moscow, and they will make decisions and we will support those decisions because that's in our country's best interest.
The former chief of Australia's Air Force has been appointed as Australia's first National Cybersecurity Coordinator. Air Marshal Darren Goldie will begin his new job in July. Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill says a big part of the role will be to work with her to develop Australia's digital approach in government and private spaces. Australia's leading medical organisations have called on state and federal governments to revolutionise the rural health system. Research has revealed a spending gap of $6.5 billion, with less funding per capita for rural Australians compared to urban residents. The Royal Australian College of General Practitioners Rural Chair, Professor Michael Clements, says pooled funding is the answer.
We certainly need more workforce in the rural areas, and that includes all health, not just GPs. There is actually lots of different sources of health dollars available through state, through federal, through the flying doctors, through private hospitals that already are circulating around. And what we need is a system that allows a rural town to coordinate that and I guess bring it into one setting.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.